The following message is brought to you by City Place Church and Pastors Damon and Taisha Moore in Orlando, Florida. We hope this message inspires you to build new dreams, ignite your faith, and be established as the leader God is calling you to be. For more information, visit us online at cityplacechurch.com.
Luke chapter 2, it is Jesus's birthday, and we're not gonna hold you long today, but I've got some things I want to give you. I've got some gifts today that I want to give you. Luke chapter number 2, 1 through 15, I'm just going to read the story, if you don't mind. I figured if we wanted to start a tradition here at City Place Church, we would start by reading the story of the birth of Jesus, and we just make it a habit. Luke chapter 2, 1 through 15 says, "And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesarea Augusta that all the world should be registered. The census first took place while Ornenius," that's a tough name to pronounce, "was governing Syria. So all went out to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which was called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch of their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were greatly afraid. Then the angel of the Lord said to them, 'Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings, good news of great joy, which will be for all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign that you will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.' And then suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.' So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.'" This morning, I want to dive in, and I want to focus on one verse in that story that I read to you, verse 10. It says, "Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be to all people.'" The focus of my thought on this Christmas Eve service is there's a gift that I have that I want to give you. This gift's for you. The story goes that Jesus was promised to a woman by the name of Mary. The Bible says that she was engaged to an awesome man named Joseph. And it was a miraculous pregnancy. The Bible says that she carries this baby for 9 months. And then the story that we read, it is time for her to have the baby. And there are a group of flashing lights. Did y'all see that? It was disco. It was just like the angels. Did y'all like that? We planned that just like the stars in the sky to be shining and flashing. And the Bible says that there was some men who had heard about the birth of Jesus Christ. And as they are preparing to go to meet him, heavens open, an angel says, "You are about to meet the ultimate king, the promised Lord." They're afraid, and the Bible says, "Don't be afraid, because everything that I want to tell you today is good news. And it's good news for all people. It's not something bad. It's not something negative. It's actually a good thing. It's a gift that I have for you." And the Bible says that they continue on their journey, but there's a praise in their heart. This morning, I want to break down for you just a few things and a few gifts that were given when the angel said, "I give you good news. I give you good news." And it's not just for some. It's for everyone. It is good news. How many of y'all could use some good news? Good news, good news. I love the fact that the angel said that it is good news. It's contrary to what you may have heard about the birth of Jesus. It's contrary
to what you may hear about his reality. It's contrary to what some of us, when we compare his person, he's not just a prophet, he's not just a man, he is the most interesting man on the face of the earth. He is God himself. He is a good thing. He is good news. And so the gift that I have for you is, it's good. How many of y'all, again, could use some good news? Good news. As I was reading this text, I realized that when he was talking about Jesus, he was saying that the package that Jesus carries is not limited in any single way. And you can view him from one spectrum of your scope, or you can view him based on what he will be carrying with him. It is good news that I bring you, but I must break it down for you this morning. Is that okay if I do that? So this morning, I would like to just give away just a couple of gifts this morning, because inside of that text, there were just some good things that God wants to give you on this Christmas Eve service. And we can just view Christmas as a time of us just getting natural gifts. But when God gave us Jesus Christ, he gave us more than just the person of himself. He gave us things that if we don't unwrap them, we will never discover what's been given to us in the good news. It's good news. And it's for all people, and I must give it to you. Yes, you will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, but this is a good news, and you have to know exactly what and who and how much he is carrying. Y'all with me? So here's the first thing that I realized that Jesus was carrying. The Bible says in Isaiah, chapter number 9, that unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This morning, I have a gift for you, and it's a special, special, special gift. It is from Jesus Christ. It is good news. The very first gift that Jesus wants to give you is that he is your wonderful counselor. He has your back. He is a wonderful counselor. The times when you feel most alone, and the times when you need his greatest input, and the times when you feel like you need to have a decision made or you need to have an answer, the Bible says that he is a wonderful counselor. He is a wonderful person who is standing beside you. So the gift that Jesus Christ brings during this holiday season on this Christmas Eve, that is good news, is that he's got your back. The problem is that I gave the gift, but it wasn't unwrapped. And so many times the gift is handed, but we don't unwrap it. And so Jesus has your back. And so many times when you're feeling alone, it says in Isaiah that he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, which means to advise, to plan, to collaborate together. Jesus has got your back, but if I just look at him for who I might assume he may be, I may not get the full package. How many of y'all love when you get gifts on Christmas? See, Jesus also brings those stocking stuffers. You know, the stocking stuffers are the things that you're like, oh my goodness, let me find what's in here. I didn't know that I was going to get the socks. I didn't know that I needed these socks until a few months later when you get the hole and your feet is kind of, and then you go, good thing my mom bought me socks. See, it's the gifts that he brings that's good news that sometimes I can overlook just because, yes, he is the child that was born, but there are gifts that he brings that sometimes they're tucked away and I don't even know that he has them for me because I may not have been expecting the socks, because I may not have really needed the socks. But now since I have a hole in my sock, I'm very thankful for the socks. So he brings us a confirmation that he's got your back. He's with you, but sometimes I don't unwrap that, so I try to figure it out all on my own. Anybody else, you try to figure out? How many of y'all would honestly be saying, you would honestly say that you could solve your own problems? Anybody? That's me. I'm a problem solver by nature, so I have a tendency to go, I got this one right here. Jesus says, I've got your back. Wonderful Counselor. But then the cool thing was that I realized that there was an additional stocking stuffer. He's not just a wonderful counselor. He says also that I've got your strength. Says that he is a mighty God. The Jesus that you and I are here celebrating today is not a weak Jesus. He is not the Thomas Kincaid lamb on the shoulder who's just posing really. We're talking about a Jesus who was born, who took stripes that no other man could take. We're talking about a Jesus who, when he was 12 years old, was sitting in the temple just listening, going, that's great. Now I have a question about that. We're talking about a Jesus who marveled all of the pastors of his day. Jesus who turned water into wine. Jesus who walked on water. The Jesus that we're celebrating on this birthday has strength in him. Philippians chapter 4 says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I bring you good news. And it's not just for a few. It's for every single person. Before there was Oprah, there was the angel. You get strength, you get strength. You get strength, you get his back, he's with you. You get strength, you get strength, you get strength. Everybody gets strength. Everybody's got your back. Y'all thought Oprah started that. The angel did. So Jesus is packing all of these gifts during the holidays, and so many times we're missing out on all of the things that this miraculous child brought. He was carrying a Santa bag with him when he was born. Jingle bells. I got your back. You need strength? Mighty God. That's what you'll call me during the holiday season. See, sometimes we can forget the reason for the season and miss out on the fact that it's good news for everybody, and inside of the good news are little teeny gifts. I love when the packages get bigger, don't y'all? Oh, I'd be revving up like a bull. I'd be like, come on, we passed the socks now. Yeah, boy, give me that box that's heavy. Anybody else? I love me a heavy box until I realize it's a 12-pack of socks. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Why I got tube socks? You know I wear anklets. Here's his. So he's got your back. He's got your back. He's got strength just for you. He's a mighty God. He's a wonderful counselor. Oh. Josh, that's for you. Sorry, you're on the second row. You got to be a part of the analogy either way. Look, he says, I'm an everlasting father. You've got my commitment. I'm with you from now until. Nothing will separate us. You might assume that it will, but it will not. Your greatest of problems, greatest of fears, greatest of concern, greatest of mistakes you could ever make. No. You have my commitment. Wrapped up. And who I am is the everlasting God. Forever, the definition says, is God's existence. I go nowhere. I'm with you from now until the end. Can I tell you, if you're in City Place Church and you felt alone, you felt like you've made the ultimate mistake, can I tell you that God is here for you today? Jesus Christ came for you today. Because he wanted you to get the gift of his commitment. Are you here? It goes on to say, this is crazy because normally I'm limited. Like we have a stopping point when we give gifts. Anybody else? You know, 5, 4, that's good. That way we don't want you to get greedy. I don't know, for my kids, we've got gifts, but we don't give them like 30. Because we want them to grow and be able to handle those gifts. I love the fact that Jesus just keeps on giving. I've got more gifts to give. Just in case y'all are falling asleep back here in the back.
coming to you. I'm coming to you too, just to surprise you. Oh Lord, the pastor walked down the aisle. Wake up! Wake up! Look, he brings the fact that he is also the Prince of Peace. The word peace there means to increase. He increases in his peace. The fact that life can be up and down, up and down, up and down. In those moments, he wants to increase his peace in your life. And not just, Lord, just make this season calm down. No. Inside of the safety of his peace, there's also the health involved in his peace, the prosperity of his peace, the quietness of his peace, the soundness in your body in his peace, the tranquility in his peace, the contentment in his peace. So when he is the Prince of Peace, every single aspect of your natural life is resting in his peace. I need more income. It's in his peace. Life is driving me crazy. Soundness is in his peace. Quietness is in his peace. My body is aching me. I'm tired of going to the doctor. It is in his peace. Good news, everybody. Good news. This child has got a bag of gifts that if you tap into it, it will change your natural life. Not just a baby in a nativity scene, but a baby carrying gifts. So this whole Christmas season, you have gifts underneath your tree that have been there. And sometimes you've got to, I didn't even know that he was Wonderful Counselor. He's just the baby that I celebrate while I open my gift. Lord, we just thank you for giving Jesus. All right, everybody, open the gifts. Lord, we thank you. It's your birthday. Let's sing happy birthday to Jesus. Happy birthday to you. Come on, y'all. Let's open them gifts. During this Christmas season, I thank you that you can help me devise the plan, that I can run to you when I need that answer because you're a Wonderful Counselor. I thank you that you got my back. I thank you that you are my strength. I thank you that you're committed to me and you got my peace. And that when you say peace, you mean my health, my prosperity, my soundness of mind, my quietness, my health in my body. You mean to tell me wrapped up in that one word of peace is everything I might be praying about? Jesus is a bad dude. I'm telling you, he's just crazy for you like that. Worship team, you can come forward. It's Christmas Eve. And we said 1 hour. Who give me 5 more minutes? Who give me, look at 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Look, we're going to 11, 15. Look, I learned that from my mama's pastor when I was a kid. He said, I'm getting ready to close. Yes, you are. Pastor, I'm getting ready to close. Pastor, service started at 9, it's 11, 15. If you close one more time, I'm either going to leave because the Redskins play at 1. And they play at 1 today, too, as well. So you know you won't be in here long. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm getting ready to close. But y'all, since y'all gave me 5, you know, more minutes, I got 20 left. Watch. Y'all laughing too much in church. I think we laughed a little bit, Mom, when I was a kid. Watch. Luke chapter 2, 11 says, for there is born to you this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Wrapped up in this box, Jesus says, I've got your freedom. The word Savior there means to deliver. He goes through Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Then when we go to when they're listening to him, they say, now this Jesus, this son, He's got more power than just the stocking stuffers. The Jesus that I'm talking about actually is your deliverer. No matter what you carry, you serve a Jesus that's big enough to handle it for you, to take it from you. I love when my kids and I we play tag. And sometimes the only way the kids can get back in the game is if you have somebody who can escape and go and tag them. And then the minute they're tagged, they're back in the game. They were in a place where they couldn't move because they had been attacked by the adversary. But there was one person who could come and tag them, and then they can get back in the game. Can I tell you that while the enemy's playing tag with you, and he's trying to hit you, and he paralyzes you, and you're like, oh, Jesus is like, go get back in the game. Go get back in the game. Get back in the game, because he is your deliverer. I'm telling you, it's Christmas Eve, and the birthday party that we're here to celebrate for Jesus Christ is for a dude that's got so many gifts. We think Santa got gifts. Plata! Just the ones that you asked for. Not the ones that you need. And the ones that you don't even know Jesus is carrying. So he's carrying your deliverance. He's carrying your freedom. And he says this holiday season, you don't have to carry into 2017. Because when I was born, I released something. It wasn't just at my death. The minute I hit the scene, freedom was there. That's so good, Jared. So many times we wait to Easter to celebrate, but just at his birth, I became free. Because he was the savior of the world. Man, if I had a B3, I would go old school right there. I'm just kidding. Don't do it, though. I'm fine. We got to get home. I'm running out of my extra time. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 says, and she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, which means the Lord saves. I love it even in his name. He's carrying a gift. That's the reason why we say Jesus when we said it earlier. Because deliverance was moving all throughout the room. Jesus. He was like, thank you for unlocking the gift when you say my name, Jesus. It's so good. For he will save his people from their sins. John 8:36 says, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you know the little baby? If the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Period. End of sentence. End of story. You're free. Period. No negotiation. Done. Settled. The gift of salvation through Jesus Christ needs to be unwrapped today. Romans chapter 10 says that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it's with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Lord, I feel you up in here. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. You have his commitment. He's got your back. For there is no distinction between Jew or Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The gift can be presented to you, but until you unwrap it, you don't get freedom. I've got your freedom. This morning, I want to present to you Jesus' gift bag. Everything you need is there. His freedom and his salvation. You unlock that salvation. Wonderful counselor. Oh, I got it now. Mighty God. Oh, yes, you're mine. Yes, yes. Everlasting God, Prince of Peace, all of that. This morning, I'm presenting to you the gift bag. And I want to give you an opportunity to unwrap Jesus. Unwrap his freedom, unwrap salvation. That the Bible says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ came, died, rose again, boom! He lives on the inside of me. And so with every head bow, every eye closed, and in a few minutes, we're going to take communion. And we cannot take communion. The Bible says you can't take communion out of ritual. You got to make sure that your heart is right. And you have to have a relationship with God. So we don't want to do communion without having relationship
Otherwise, we're just going through a religious routine. And so, as a pastor, Ty and I have to present Jesus Christ, the ultimate gift to you, and everything he brings. So heads are bowed, eyes are closed, no one's looking around. I'm getting ready to pray. I want to give you an opportunity to unwrap Jesus and his salvation this morning. On the count of three, you say, Damon, I want to meet Jesus for the very first time. Or maybe you've been away. I want to come back to Jesus. I want to unlock the salvation, the delivering power of Jesus Christ. On the count of three, if that's you, I want you to raise your hand high enough and long enough for me to see it. This is Jesus' gift to you today as we celebrate him. One, two, three. Raise your hand. I want to meet Jesus for the very first time. Oh, I'm coming back. Thank you. See those hands. Just leave them up high enough, long enough for me to see. You can put those hands down. Now, as a corporate group of people, whatever you're comfortable with, I want you to pray this in your heart or pray it out loud after me, but I'm just going to say a simple prayer. And I'd like for you to follow behind. Can you say this with me? Say, Dear Jesus, I celebrate your birth today and all the gifts you bring. I confess with my mouth what I believe in my heart, that you came, you died, and you rose again for me. And today, I have life. In Jesus' name, amen. Now,
that's all for this week's podcast edition. Join us online at cityplacechurch.com for more resources, upcoming events, or to submit a prayer request. Or, if you are in the Central Florida area, join us on Sunday morning for a life-giving service that builds dreams, ignites faith, and establishes leaders for the kingdom of Christ.